Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us. And we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, your pen, your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. And we're going to ask if Evangelist Maybelle would lead us in our opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for another day. We are thanking you for your mercy, for your love, for how you blessed us on today. We thank you for how you delivered, for how you made a way. We thank you because thou art a way maker. Thou art a door opener. You're able to fix any situation in our lives. Oh, my God, we pray that you touch and bless, that you will send your word and send your anointing, that you will meet us here tonight. Take full control. Let the Spirit of God prevail and let the blood of Jesus cover. Wash away sins and blot out of transgression. Help somebody to receive Christ in their lives. Help somebody to turn from their way. Help somebody, Lord, to call upon the name of the Lord. For you said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word today, and we take you at your word, knowing that your word cannot fail, your word will not lie. We pray that you will bless in a special way. Somebody needs your help today. Somebody needs a blessing, oh Lord. We pray that you will bless a touch today, Lord. Make a way out of no way. Open up a door, oh Lord. Jesus, we know you're able. We're depending on you. We're looking to you. The author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you will have your way tonight. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover tonight. Wash away sins. Blot out of transgressions. Heal the sick and deliver the bound. Jesus, we know you can do it. We pray that you go into the institutions, go into the hospitals. Move, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Bless, oh Lord. Take control tonight. Deliver, Lord. Say to the uttermost, fill with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody to commit their way unto you. Help tonight, oh Lord. Jesus, we pray that you look on the bereaved families, touch them tonight, lift their burdens, strengthen them, and take them through, Lord, in this trying time. We know you're able, Lord, all those who are listed on the prayer list everywhere, we pray that you touch and bless it, that you will save, oh Lord, that you will heal and deliver, forgive sins, and blot out of the transgressions. Have mercy, O Lord. Look on all of those COVID. Touch them right now. Heal their bodies. Strengthen them where they're weak. Give them breath in their bodies that they may be able to breathe. Have mercy, O Lord. Say to the uttermost, we know you're able, and we know thou art a deliverer. We take you at your word, and we count it done, and we give your name the praise, and we say thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, O Lord, in faith. Jesus, we give thanks and honor and glory to your holy name. We thank you for this prayer. We pray that you continue to go with us. Stand by us, and we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming to Evangelist May. At this time, we're going to open the scripture. And I will speak the 15th number of Psalms. Lord, he shall abide in our tabernacle. Thank you. have backbiting not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. And those eyes of all person is content, but he honors them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own heart, he that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out the money, he that putteth not out his money to Caesar, nor taketh reward against his sin. He that doeth these things shall never be beaten. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 15th number of time. And God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-02-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/grace. Radio 5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Miguel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, title one school, and one is O-N-E. To visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission at 12 o'clock p.m. on Sunday afternoons and 6 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday evenings, you can go to 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Angelina Velada, for Austin, for Grace, Harriet, Nettie McNair and the bereaved McNair family, Sister Maria McBride, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Sheree Freeman, Jonathan West, Larry Denson, Montrell Miller, Kenny Jackson, all those who are affected with COVID and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. Right now, we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia would favor us with a selection. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord.
I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. Thank you for the blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. Thank you for the blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Oh, I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. Thank you for the blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. I'm no longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. Just another blessing. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. One more time. Oh, I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. I'm no longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. Thank you for the blessings. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm praising my God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm free.
Jason. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming to Evangelist Cynthia. I am free, no longer bound. Thank you, Lord God. I thank God for that beautiful selection. That was a very beautiful selection coming through her. I can feel the anointing. You know, and perhaps you might be bound now. And I want to encourage you to open up your hearts and your minds to receive the word of God. This was the reason that Jesus, he came to set us free, to make us free.
Yes.
And he's going to, you know, he heals the brokenhearted. He came to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. So if you're ready, he's ready to set you free. Evangelist Maybell, come on. Just go ahead and let the Lord have his way.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that selection. Coming to Evangelist Cynthia, praise the Lord.
Yes.
I'm free. And if you want to be free tonight, all you have to do is receive the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you touch tonight. Look on some soul that is desiring to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We know thou art able, and we know you have the power. We pray that you touch and bless in a special way. Help somebody to surrender their life unto you. Help them to give up everything and seek your face and call upon your name. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go directly to the word of God in the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter and the 44th verse. For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy. For I am holy, neither shall ye defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And let us go over to St. John, the 14th chapter, and about the 12th verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And skipping down to verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Praise the Lord. My theme tonight, praise the Lord, the title is Repent, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And the theme, the title, is the three definite works of salvation. There are three definite works of salvation in order to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. First of all, we've got to be sanctified. We got to cleanse ourselves from all unrighteousness and everything that is not like the Lord. And then the Bible tells us in Acts, the the third chapter and verse says, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. You have to first believe on Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Believe that he is and repent of your sins. Be sorry that you sinned against God and just repent of all sins and all wrongdoing. Glory to God. And once you begin to make that change in your life, once you begin to repent of your sins, to be sorry that you sinned against God and call on the name of Jesus, the Lord will begin to clean you up. You can sanctify yourself from the things that are not like God, all those things that are contrary to the will of God. Sanctify yourself. Set yourself aside apart from this world. Cleanse yourself. If you've been smoking, let the smoking go. Let the cigarettes, throw that stuff away. Give it over to the Lord. Somebody say, well, I've been smoking for a long time. It's not that easy. But yes, it is. When you want to be saved, when you want to repent of your sin, it's easy. Glory to God. Just get rid of all of that stuff. If you've been cursing, if you've been drinking and lying and cheating, give it all up. Go before the Lord and repent of your sins. Let God know that you're sorry for your sins, for the things that you've done that was not like him. Just be sorrowful in your heart. The word of God said a broken and a contrite spirit, he would in no wise despise. God is not going to pass you by if you humble yourself and call on the name of the Lord with a broken and a contrite spirit. In other words, you are so sorry that you sinned against God. You are so sorry for the sins that you have committed, and you break up that stony heart, and God will begin to touch your heart, and you will begin to fall out with those old worldly ways that you had, those things that were not of Christ. You'll begin to let them go. You'll begin to take them off one by one. You'll begin to get rid of sin. Glory to God. And then the Lord, he will sanctify you wholly. Glory to God. He'll clean you up completely from your sins. And then you'll be ready for the Holy Ghost. But you must give up the world. The Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are of the world. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So give up the world. There's nothing in this world worth you dying and losing out with Christ, losing your soul. The Bible says, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? It's not worth it. The cigarettes is not worth it. The cursing and lying is not worth it. The cheating and stealing is not worth it. None of these things is worth you dying and losing your soul. You only get one soul. And if you lose that one soul, there is no more. You can lose your car, but you can get another car. You can lose your house, but you can get another house. You can lose your job, but you can get another job. But if you lose your soul, that is it.
you are going to that lake of fire. The Bible said hell has enlarged itself and opened a mount without measure, and all their glory and their pomp and their pride, they're going to descend into it. So what is worth you dying and losing your one and only soul? The Bible lets us know that you got to set yourself apart. You got to sanctify yourself to cleanse, to make clean. It is a separation from the secular and the sinful, and setting apart for a sacred purpose. We set ourselves apart for a sacred purpose, and our purpose is to live for God, live a holy life before the Lord. I thank God today that God is still in the saving business. But if you sanctify yourself, if you set yourself apart, I know the world don't like it when you separate yourself from the things of the world. You don't want to smoke no more. You don't want to lie no more. You don't want to cheat no more. The devil will look at you strange. They want to know what's going on. But you can let them know that I'm seeking the Lord for my soul salvation. That's the only way you're going to make it into the kingdom of God. The word of God says in Exodus 19:22, and let the priests also which come, oh my God, to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. You know we all have to sanctify ourselves. I don't care what your title is. You may be a preacher. You might be a pastor. Doesn't matter. We all have to sanctify ourselves in order to receive Christ in our life. Glory to God. The Bible says in Leviticus 19:2, says, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You see, we serving a holy God, so we have to be holy too. Holy, God's children must be holy. Glory to God. God says, speak unto the whole congregation. You got to tell the whole congregation to be holy, for I am holy. And in Leviticus 20:7, the word of God says, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. God, in his word, is still telling us to be holy. That's the only way we're going to make it into the kingdom of God. We must be holy. The word of God says, Peter 1:14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the form of lust in your ignorance, but as he which is holy hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. You see, God is still saying, be holy, for I am holy. In your conversation, in the way you walk, the way you talk, and the way you live, it's got to be holy. It's got to be God's way, or no way at all. The Bible said there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I don't want to go that way, but I want to be holy, holy, for God's divine use. He won't have it no other way. It's got to be God's way. Glory to God. The Bible says there's a highway, and on that highway, no raven is beat. It's going to air therein. We to be holy. I want to be on that highway of holiness. I don't want to be in my own way, but I just want to be holy, like the word of God is telling me. We all got to be holy, from the greatest to the least. I don't care if you're a king. I don't care if you're a preacher. I don't care if you're a priest. I don't care who you say you are, Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, whatever. You've got to be holy. If you're not holy, hell will be your home. The Bible said hell had enlarged herself and opened a mouth without measure, and their glory and their pomp, they shall all descend into it. I don't want to go to that bottomless pit. It's a pit that never ends. Glory to God. There is a hell. Yes, it is. Somebody try to say that down here is hell. But no, you got it good. You got a chance to be saved. You got a chance to repent of your sins. You got a chance to change your way of living down here. But when you get in hell, in that lake of fire, it won't be no time, no chance. You won't get out. Once you get in, you're in for always. It's just like down here. Somebody said, once you get in with the monsters, you don't come out alive. You either die out. Glory to God. That's the way it is. Either you make it into God's kingdom, which is heaven, else you are going to that lake of fire. And that fire burns forever and ever. It never stops burning. You don't want to go there. You don't want to take a chance. You don't want to try God and end up in that lake of fire. There's no coming back from that lake. I'm reminded of Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man, he fared sumptuously. He had all these delicacies, all the good food. And Lazarus, the beggar, asked for some of the food. But instead, the dogs came and licked him. And it came to pass that the beggar died. But he was in the bosom of Abraham. And the rich man died. But in hell, he lifted up his eyes. And he wanted Lazarus to dip his finger in water and cool his parching tongue. Because it was hot down there in hell. Glory to God. But the Lord said, nay, you had your chance. You had a chance to give your life to the Lord. You had a chance to be holy, but you refused to. Hallelujah. And now there's a gulf between you and me. I can't come there, and you can't come here. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, that's the way you're going to be. That's the place where you're going to be. If you go to heaven, you'll be in heaven. But if you go to that lake of fire, that's where you'll be. And there's no getting out. There's everlasting fire. Glory to God, you're going to burn as long as God lives. And God never dies. He doesn't die. But you can be saved today. All you have to do is repent of your sins and give your life to Jesus. Seek the Lord for your soul
upon the name of the Lord. The Bible said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can be saved. Just call on the name of Jesus. Call in until he take out sin. Call in until you repent of your sin. Call in until he had mercy on you. Call in until he quicken your mortal body.
Yes,
God will take control. He will clean you up. He'll sanctify you. He'll wash you and make you clean. Hallelujah. On the inside, he'll clean that old heart. He'll take out the stony heart, that heart of hatred, that heart of malice, that heart of jealousy. Hallelujah. God will take out that heart and put in a new heart. Hallelujah. He'll sprinkle you with clean water. Glory to God. He said, then shall ye be my people. I will be your God. But you got to turn your life over to Jesus. Give yourself to the Lord while you have a chance, while you still have the breath and the blood running in your veins. You can give your life to Jesus. Seek him now while he may be found. Call me upon him while he is nigh. The wicked forsake his way and let him return unto the Lord. You can come back to Jesus. You can give your life to the Lord. Come to him before it's too late. The Bible says in Acts 1:4-8, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says, he, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Let Jesus come into your life. Let him fill you with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God, you'll receive power. Power. Glory to God. God will change everything in your life.
Yes,
he'll make
will.
You brand new. The word of God said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away. The way you used to fight, the way you used to curse, the things you used to do, all those things have been changed. They have gone. When the Holy Ghost come in, you are a new creation. Glory to God. He'll make you brand new. You won't fight the way you used to fight. This fight, curse and lie, cut people, shoot people, everything will be brand new. There'll be a change in your life. Hallelujah. All things have become new. Glory to God. Old things are passed away. You don't want to curse no more. You don't want to cheat no more. You don't want to fist fight no more. You don't want to steal no more. Glory to God. Everything will be brand new. You'll be serving the Lord. You'll be praising God. You'll be living for the Lord. And it's not hard. It's Satan might not want to let you go, might not want you to come off the drug, but God is more powerful than the devil. He can bring you off the drug. He can give you a brand new life, a brand new way of living. Glory to God. Trust in God. Look to God to deliver your soul, and he will bring you out. Glory to God. The Bible said that the Comforter, you see, Jesus knew he was going away. He knew that if he didn't go away, the Comforter would not come. But he said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Hallelujah. He will comfort you. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, he's going to send another Comforter. You see, when Jesus was with the disciples, he was their Comforter. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. You can be brand new. Receive the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. God will come into your life. You will be brand new. You will be so happy. You will have joy deep down in your soul. Glory to God. You'll be able to praise God. He'll give you a new dance, that old dirty dance that you was doing in the world. God will give you a new dance.
Yes, he will.
You'll have a new name. Hallelujah. Everything will be brand new. Just give your life to Jesus.
Yes.
Receive salvation. Receive the Holy Ghost. It's a beautiful thing to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's given. This gift was given to you, to me, to our children's children, and to them that are far off. Give your life to Jesus. Repent of your sins. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for his word. We hope that somebody out in radio land would love to receive this precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And as we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, there may be someone who want to give up this worldly way. Give it up. It's not hard to do. Give your life to Jesus. Make up in your mind you want to be sanctified. You want to be changed. You want the Lord to convert you, change your mind, your way of thinking, your way of living, and be sanctified, cleaned up for God's divine use. And when you get like that, the Holy Ghost will come in. You don't even have to tarry for the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost is ready to come in. And he comes with praise. You got to give God some praise and thank him for what he has done. And he will come in, take control. Glory to God, you will find yourself shouting, dancing, and praising God. And the joy of the Lord will be springing up in your soul. Hallelujah. You may dance and don't feel like stopping. That's the way the Holy Ghost will move. He'll move on the inside. You'll rejoice even after you leave and go home. You'll still be rejoicing. You might go on your job. You'll still be rejoicing. Give it over to Jesus and let him come into your life. At this time, as we prepare to go in prayer, we're going to ask that Evangelist in the word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your word, my God. In the name of Jesus, help somebody to accept thy word, Lord.
Help, Lord.
We know that you're able, my God. Save, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, help somebody to repent right now, Lord. Turn from their evil ways, my God. I know that you're able, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. Look on that drug addict, God. Look on that prostitute, Lord. Look on the drug dealer, my God. I know that you're able, Lord. Save tonight, Lord. Let them know that you can fill with the Holy Ghost, my God. Change their entire life, Lord. I know that you're able, God. That incarcerated person, God, in the name of Jesus. That patient in the mental institute, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Move by your spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, touch hearts and minds right now, Lord. Help somebody to fall out with their way, my God. Help them to say, what must I do, Lord, to be saved, God? In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Touch while we're praying, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you know all about it, my God.
You know
it in somebody's life, Lord. Somebody needs you tonight, Jesus. Somebody is in line to be delivered, Lord. Deliver tonight, God. I know you're able, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, move, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
make
Lord.
A way out of no way, God.
Please,
create
please.
The way, Lord. I know you're able, God. Look on those that are sick and shut in, God. Have mercy right now, Lord.
Mercy,
the COVID stricken, my God. Have mercy, Lord. The monkeypox, God. Have mercy,
mercy.
Jesus.
Mercy,
the polio,
mercy.
My God. Have mercy tonight, Lord.
Mercy,
the cancer, Lord. The high blood pressure, Lord. The kidney disease, God. The diabetic tonight, God. Have mercy, Lord.
Mercy.
I know you're able, God. The anorexic, my God. Have
yes,
mercy
God.
And save, Lord.
Mercy.
In the name of Jesus, I know that you're able, Lord. The obesity, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes,
oh,
Lord Jesus.
Jesus, my God. Have mercy tonight, Lord.
Mercy, mercy.
We know thou art able, God. The arthritis, Lord. The blindness, my God. The eye disease, Lord.
Yes,
the
God.
Heart disease, my God. Please, Lord Jesus, I know you're able to heal, Lord. You are a healer for both body and soul, God.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, look on the saints that are sick, my God. Oh, Father, we ask you to touch them right now, God. Heal their bodies, Lord. Strengthen their bodies, God. Raise them up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, take away every ache and pain, my God.
Good.
I know you're able, God. Oh, my Father, move in signs and wonders, Lord. Work miracles, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless this ministry, God. Have your eternal way, Lord. Anoint the speaker of the hour to more, God. Touch her body, Lord. Anoint her to do your will, God.
Yes,
help
Lord,
her to carry
you.
Out your work, Lord.
Yes,
I know
Jesus.
That you're able, Lord. Give her strength in her body right now, my God. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, have
yes.
your way, Lord.
Have your
please,
way.
Please, God. We know that you're able, my God. Oh,
yes.
my Father, continue to go with us and stand by us, Lord. Lead and guide and direct our path, God. Oh, my God, help us to keep our mind stayed on you, Lord, as we close out in this broadcast, my God. Help us to look to you, my Father, who is the author and finisher of our faith, my God. Help us to hold to your hand, my God. I know you're able, Lord. In the name of Jesus, these and all things we ask of thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Can we say thank you,
God,
Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you for your word, oh Lord. Thank you for prayer, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you in faith.
Thank you in faith, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your
holy
name, oh Lord. Continue to bless us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We thank you, Jesus. We
thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for his word. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming to Evangelist Cynthia.
Yes.
And at this time, we're going to give way that the evangelist may give remarks.
Thank you, God. We thank God for the beautiful message that came tonight. Amen. Yes. God knows we want to be saved. Amen. He wants a holy people. He's a holy God, and he's requiring a holy people, and it's not hard to be holy. Amen. You just have to make up in your mind that's what you want. Amen.
Yes.
And give up the world. Sanctify yourself. And the God of peace will sanctify you wholly. I just thank God for the word of God and want to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to preach the word.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell and also for the prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And Evangelist Maybell was saying, repent and receive the Holy Ghost. And she talked about the three definite works of salvation. And she really preached and told us what we needed to do in order to be saved. She said, you know, we can lose our jobs, our car, these temporal things, and we can get another job, another car, but we only have one soul. And she explained each step, each one of the three definite works of salvation, and we can repent, be converted, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and we can be free of that old man, of our old way. You don't have to be bound in sin. It was a very beautiful message. I enjoyed it. Just want to say to Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the remarks coming through our evangelist. We thank the Lord for Evangelist Khadija Amin and Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds. We thank the Lord also for Sister Cheryl and how the Lord has blessed us, brought us together. We thank God for the help. God is good. He knows just how to work things out for us. We are thankful for what God is doing, and we want to continue to pray. We want somebody to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And it's not hard. You may think it is, but it's not hard when you want to repent of your sins. When you want him, God knows he'll come in. Glory to God, just like he did for us. I believe some of them that sought the Lord and were seeking for the gift of the Holy Ghost, they were racing to get the Holy Ghost. They got in a hurry for their souls. That's how bad they wanted this gift. Glory to God. When you get like that, you want it so bad you're willing to give up all, it won't be long. The Lord will come in and deliver your soul. So, brothers and sisters, those of you that don't know the Lord in the person of your sins, you can give the life to the Lord and let him fill you up with the Holy Ghost. He's willing, and he wants to fill you. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. And at this time, as there's no more, thank God for you, everybody that's on the line. We encourage you to continue to chime into this broadcast, Gospel Truth broadcast. And also, we want to say, too, there was a couple of names that we didn't give to the secretary or to the announcer to announce, but we want to pray for India West and Sheree and DeMarcus West. We want to pray for them. You know, they had petitions before God, and we know that God can do it. And we thank God for how he blessed last week. Last Sunday, we had prayer requests, and somebody wanted us to pray that the Lord will bless EDL license.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, well, we're going to pray in faith. We prayed the prayer of faith, and we believe God. And they went and took the test, and God blessed them to
to pass that test. So we give God the victory, the praise for the victory. God can do everything. All we have to do is take God at his word and believe him in faith. You don't see it, but by faith you believe it. And the Bible said faith without works is dead, and works without faith is dead. You put forth some effort to go after that thing that you're believing God for. So we thank God, and we have some more prayer requests that we are seeking the Lord for, and we believe God's going to do it. So let's pray together that God will grant the petitions. And at this time, we thank God for every one of you. At this time, this brings the broadcast to an end. We expect to be back again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. God bless you, and good night.
Good night. God bless.